This is Akashvani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. The Supreme Court did not issue any interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 yesterday, while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The centre asked for more time to prepare its argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter today. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed as many will not have requisite documents to get such Waqfs registered. The three-judge bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new Act. The bench raised three key points. It said the properties declared by courts as Waqf should not be deemed notified, whether they are by the Waqf by user or Waqf by deed, while the court is hearing the challenge of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court further said it will order that provision of the Amendment Act, as per which a Waqf property will not be treated as a Waqf while the collector is conducting inquiry into whether the property is a government land, will not be given effect to. The court also said it will order that all the members of the Waqf boards and Central Waqf Council must be Muslims, except the ex officio members. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of industry and commerce occupy a pivotal place in the Indian leadership's resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize this national aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon all stakeholders to embrace a model of development that is not only sustainable and enduring, but also inclusive. Addressing at an event to mark at the 120th anniversary of PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed that development-oriented policies of the Government of India are providing new energy to industries. He added that the present era in the country is an era of economic empowerment and innovation. The Select Committee of Lok Sabha on the new Income Tax Bill 2025 yesterday held a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bijan Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. It was introduced in Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament. Later, the draft law was referred to the Select Committee of the House. Retail inflation dropped to 4.6% in the fiscal year 2024-25, marking the lowest level in 6 years since 2018. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that as measured by the Consumer Price Index, CPI, the year-on-year inflation rate for March 2025 fell to 3.34%. This represents a decline of 27 basis points from February 2025, making it the lowest monthly inflation rate since August 2019. The sixth edition of India-Uzbekistan Joint Military Exercise, Dustlek 6, commenced at Foreign Training Node at Aund in Pune, Maharashtra yesterday. Indian contingent comprising 60 personnel is being represented by a battalion of Jat Regiment and Indian Air Force. The Uzbekistan contingent is being represented by personnel from country's army. The Defence Ministry said the joint exercise is an annual training event conducted alternatively in India and Uzbekistan. In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals in a nail-biting super over after the scores were tied at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi tonight. The thrilling contest was pushed to a super over after both Delhi Capitals and Rajasthan Royals posted identical scores of 188, marking the first match of IPL 2025 to be decided through a super over. Chasing a target of 189 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Rajasthan Royals were restricted to 188 for 4 in 20 overs. Earlier put to ban, Delhi Capitals scored 188 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.